This program is part of the Infinite Potato Alliance. For more shows like this, visit our website at infinitepotato.com.
Howdy, y'all.
Hey.
Hey.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. I'm old. Oh, no, wait, I'm only 50. Thanks, Chris.
Well, 50 is old.
We're only 50.
How dare you?
Hey honey, who's that dude who makes haikus? A game show rules that'll stump Doctor Who. The same one comes to mind, that's a rare find. With questions that's designed to intertwine your mind. It's that captain, game show, never the same flow. Winners on the menu, but it's never the same goal. Just funning with some friends who end up contestants. Keeping them guessing in this 3-round session. I confess, it's the best thing that's not on TV. Transform pop culture into social graffiti. It's me, the DB, the hip-hop advocate. They asked for a theme song, so I took a stab at it. Crafted like magic and handled till it's done. Flame broad like steak, discovered an A1 with the size of a whole cosmic potato. We could get down if you're willing and able, but you gotta be quick with it and quick with it. Improv on demand, the host gets sick with it. Trust me, there's no need for an alter ego. You know, we know, it's just Captain Game Show.
Howdy doody, ladies, gentlemen, all and none of the above, and welcome to another episode of Captain Game Show. Fun fact, the reason no one ever does the robot to the song Smack My Bitch Up is because it violates Asimov's first rule. It's me tonight, Chris. Neek.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Rick.
Howdy.
And Chris.
Howdy, Judy.
Welcome to the three of you. Welcome to the audience. Welcome, world. Oh, I should have said hello, world. Damn it. Anyway, this is Captain Game Show, the trivia wordplay podcast of the Infinite Potato Alliance podcast network. Tonight's episode, as most of my episodes do, will feature 3 rounds of trivia and or wordplay and 1 round of intermission improv. Games will either be assigned, meaning I'll ask particular questions to particular players, or they'll be buzz in, meaning I'll just say the question or the clue. And if you think you know it, say your name to buzz in. Let's see. I may or may not let someone have a chance to steal if someone gets it wrong, but I usually will. But I don't always. And I feel like there's a thing that I always say that I'm I don't remember what it was. I'm sure it'll be fine. Oh, okay. Here's one. Today is Rick's birthday. Happy birthday, Rick.
I'm old.
Happy birthday, Rick.
Yeah. As such, you are entitled to 1 bonus birthday point. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
Good job being born. Stuck the landing.
Probably.
I really do feel like there's something else that I'm supposed to say. Whatever. Let's get going. I'm sure it'll come. If it comes up, it comes up.
That's what she said.
If it doesn't come up, it stays down. Round one.
Round.
Oh, wait. Do any of you guys have any questions?
I feel like we've played this game a couple of times.
Okay. Round one.
Round one.
Ne es rever.
Fight.
E-whoop.
Usually, this game is about movies and TV shows, but this time, we're going to focus on video games.
Oh, dear.
As is always the case with this game, I will reverse the order of the letters within the title of some video game, but I will not reverse the order of the words themselves. For example, if I were to say Deek Sirachi, you would say Kid Icarus.
Yep, we so totally would.
As is often the case with this game, each clue will be worth 2 points instead of one. And if no one guesses the title correctly, I have extra hints for sale, namely the year that the game was originally released in North America for the low, low price of 1 point. If someone gets it after I give the clue, they will earn 1 point for their total instead of two. These are going to be assigned. Let's start with Neek. One word. To Olaf.
To Olaf?
To Olaf.
Fallout?
Fallout. That's correct.
I say Rick to steal.
I said Chris to steal.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Rick.
See.
Two words. Sam to Sefi.
One more time, please.
Sam to Sefi.
Chris to steal.
Mass Effect.
Correct. Chris. One word. Etten Torf.
Fortnite.
Yeah. Neek, back to you. Two words. Yeknod Nonk.
Say again.
Yeknod Nonk.
You said it's two words. What are the two words? Can you separate them more?
First word, Yeknod. Second word, Nonk.
Chris to steal.
You have anything?
Donkey Kong?
Correct. Rick. Three-word title. Latem Rige Delos. Latem Rige Delos.
Chris to steal.
Say one more time.
Three words. Latem. Rige. Delos.
Metal Gear Solid.
There you go.
I had the first and the second. I couldn't get Rige. Or the first and the third.
Chris.
Chris to steal.
No. Three words. Detrock new Sicard Inu Trough. Detrock new Sicard Inu Trough. You want your hint?
Can you just say it one more time?
The track new Sicard Inu Trough. This is a tricky one.
I feel like I only have one of the words and nothing is coming in. What I mean, you can give a hint, but sure, I'll take a hint.
This game came out in 2007.
Yeah, as suspected. How come I got every single one? The guy who doesn't play video games until you come to me, you son of a gun. Wheel of Fortune.
No. Okay. Open still.
I got nothing on this one.
The track new Sicard Inutrof. That is Uncharted Drake's Fortune.
I have never heard of it.
Never heard of it.
That's too bad. That game
I got Fortune.
Fantastic. Though. One of the best games I've ever played. Neek. Two words. Rati Oog Ore.
Rati Oog?
Yes.
What's the second word?
Ore. Rati Oog Ore.
Oh, Guitar Hero?
Yeah. Nice. Rick. Two words. Ikud Mikun. Ikud Mikun.
Chris Nukem.
Sorry. Yeah.
Chris, last one goes to you.
Gotcha.
Two words. Tenetizer live.
Tenetizer?
Rick to Steve.
Yes.
Resident Evil.
Yeah. That was the last assigned clue. I have one bonus clue. You guys can buzz in on it. Three words. Ache et Niplod. Ache et Niplod. It'd be helpful if you've heard of this game, but I don't know if you have.
Chris? Echo the Dolphin?
Echo the Dolphin is correct. Nice.
Vestige.
Never heard of it.
It was on the Sega Genesis, and you played a dolphin.
I think now that you say it, I'm getting vague memories of it. I didn't have Sega Genesis. It was too expensive.
Yeah. My brother was kind. I think we all chipped in on it. That's probably just me being kind to myself. I'm sure we didn't chip on it, and my brother just bought it. Round two. I call this game The Long and Short of It.
Fight!
As you know, every vowel in the English language makes two sounds, known as their short and long sounds. In this game, every answer will be a two-word phrase in which the vowel does double duty, with one word using the short version of the vowel and the other word using the long version. For example, if I said, if there were a style of ankle covering footwear specifically designed to literally kick someone's ass, each one of the pair might be called this, you would say, a butt boot. The rules of this game dictate that it is only the actual phonetic sound itself that we care about. In the example, obviously butt and boot use two different vowels, but both and oo are the long and short form of the vowel U. Also, this is one of the games that I put real effort into, so do not jump in and answer before I finish the clue.
Why do I think you're talking to me?
I wasn't looking at any of you. I'm talking to all of you. Rick, we'll start with you.
Okay.
If you had a three-wheeled vehicle that you were so skilled at, you could perform a cool stunt maneuver like a bar spin or a backflip, you could be described to have learned one of these.
A trike trick.
Yeah. Chris. If you had a wealthy uncle who passed away, but instead of leaving you money, instead left you a vast assortment of breads used to house hot dogs and hamburgers, you could describe your inheritance as this.
Rick DeSteele.
Ben's Buns?
No. Rick.
A bun boon?
Yes. Neek. If you were a stand-up comic who, try as they might, is only seen as amusing by the Caucasian members of the audience, you might be said to be attuned to this.
Rick DeSteele.
Five seconds.
White something? I don't know. I don't have it.
White is correct. If you're a stand-up comic who tries they might, is only seen as amusing by the Caucasian members of the audience, you might be attuned to their this. Rick.
White wit?
Yes. Rick, this one's yours.
Okay.
If, instead of armor, a member of the Royal Guard chose instead to protect himself with thick woven fabric, he might earn this nickname.
Plaid plate?
Neek to steal?
No. Neek.
Night knit?
Yeah.
Okay.
Chris.
Yes.
I'll say for the record, I'm not sure which player gets which question. If you were in an 80s action film about British spy 007, and during this film, you and he got it on, one might say you did this.
Boned Bond?
I'm afraid so. Meek, if you were standing in a desert and chose to remark on how devoid the landscape was of large pools of fresh water, you might do so by saying that the area does this.
Versus Seal.
The area does a thing?
If you were standing in a desert and chose to remark on how devoid the landscape was of large pools of water, you might do so by saying, the area does this. Large pools of fresh water.
I don't know.
Chris.
It lacks lakes.
Yes.
I never would have gotten that.
Rick.
Mm-hmm.
If you were a farmer and decided to section off part of your field specifically for cows and other herbivores to meander around and snack on the foliage on the ground, the sign you put up to mark the area might call it this. This one isn't.
Meat to steal.
Say it one more time, please.
Mm-hmm. If you were a farmer and decided to section off part of your field specifically for cows and other herbivores to meander around and snack on the foliage on the ground, the sign you put up to mark the area might call it this.
I don't know.
Neek.
Grazing grass?
Yeah, grazed grass.
Oh, so I was thinking grazing, but I couldn't make grass come out of it. Okay.
Yeah, you shouldn't have. That's fair. Chris.
Eel.
All right, we struggled a little bit. Some of those were kind of rocky, but these last two are great.
You say so.
Chris. If you were to take a literal leap of faith, but when you did so, only used one foot or kept both of your feet together, you could call it this.
Hope hop?
Yeah. Nick, last one goes to you. If you threw a wild party, resulting in trash being strewn about and stains all over the wall and carpet, it might result in your female housekeeper becoming one of these.
Chris the Steel.
A mess made?
No, Chris.
A mad maid.
Mad maid is correct. Mm. Bonus, buzz in bonus. If she were so upset that she quit, what three-word phrase might you say when your mom asked you what you did?
Got me there.
Can you say that one more time?
Sure. This is a bonus for a reason. Buzz and bonus, building on the previous clue. If she were so upset that she quit, what three-word phrase might you say when your mom asked you what you did?
Chris.
Chris.
Made, made, mad.
That's good.
If I might quote Virginia right now.
Plus a bonus.
It's a mad, 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 mad.
Yeah. Okay. Intermission improv. Two rounds down. One round and a half to go. And this little piece of round is a brand new game to the podcast. I call this game Summon a Pitch.
Test your might.
I will give you the title of some movie or show, the lead actor or character name, I'm sorry, of some completely made up movie or show. I'll give you the title, lead actor or character name, and you give me a synopsis of the movie. I don't need a whole story. I don't want you to write a script. I just want the paragraph or so that you would find like on the DVD or the blurb that you'd see if you were checking the showtimes in the theater. I'm going to give you three choices, three combinations of movie title and stars, and you pick one and write your blurb for it. Do not tell me or anybody else which one you picked. This is not obviously, well, not obviously, but this is not a rapid fire kind of intermission improv. This is a take a couple of minutes and chew on it and think about it some more during round three and be distracted and cuss John out because your mind is not giving you enough time. And then accepting your fate and giving me what you came up with at the end of round three kind of improv game. All right, here are your choices. Pick one. And I'm happy to repeat. First one. Halitosis of the Mind, starring Nicolas Cage and Keanu Reeves. Second option, Hairy Biscuits, H-A-I-R-Y, Hairy Biscuits, starring Steve Martin and Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Option three, The Longest Antelope, starring Ryan Reynolds and Anne Hathaway.
Oh, finally a woman.
Yeah. Does anyone need me to repeat anything? Okay. Given the nature of this game, I'm going to give you guys a little bit more time than I usually do to come up with a blurb. It's 9:37 right now. I'll check back in about a minute and a half before we do round three. I'm not going to edit this out so the audience feel the suspense. All right. Everybody ready?
But that doesn't matter.
Now you got 30 seconds left. Oh, actually, you know what? You're going to get a little extra time because I need an example for round three. Okay. All right. Now back to our regularly scheduled program. Unless you guys want more time. I'm here for you. I'm here to make the experience as pleasant as possible.
I need another page.
A blurb.
I'm writing on a little, story. It's a little pad. It's a little pad.
All right. Now feel free to, wing it. If you want to just come off the cuff with it. Round three.
Final.
Are you guys ready? Enough?
Sure.
Should I go get a snack? I can get a snack. I am hungry. FYI, round three will be a mere 6 questions instead of the usual 9 to 12. Round three.
Final round.
Not to be confused with.
Fight!
The game of improper synonyms, wherein I take two things whose names make it seem like they might have a similar definition, but in fact, they are quite different. For example, if I were to say the 1975 film that made people afraid to go into the water, not a unit of digital information equal to 8 trillion bits, you would say Jaws, not a terabyte. Thank you. This round.
I wasn't listening. What are we playing?
Not to be confused with.
Fight!
The game of improper synonyms. Chris, we're going to start with you. Yeah, we'll start with you. I was debating whether or not to make this a buzz-in round. I think we'll assign it. It's fine. Chris. A giant Japanese monster like Godzilla or Gamera. Not the animated French-Canadian toddler seen on PBS. I'm sorry, the bald animated French Canadian toddler seen on TBS. PBS.
Like that's gonna help me.
What was the first part of the thing?
I'm gonna say the whole thing because I keep saying it wrong. A giant Japanese monster like Godzilla or Gamera. Not the bald animated French Canadian toddler seen on PBS.
Need to steal?
Yeah, go for it, Nick. I have no idea.
Neek.
Kaiju, not Caillou.
Yes.
I'm so glad you stole it because I realized after I said it that I was thinking Pokio and that didn't work at all.
I knew Kaiju. What's Caillou? Is that what is that?
It's a
It's a
cartoon.
cartoon about a little bald boy who has adventures.
Okay.
It's a show that my daughter liked for about a year and a half and now wants nothing to do with after we bought a ton of Caillou books.
Yeah.
All righty.
Caillou's kind of a dick, honestly. But he's a toddler, so
Okay.
that's how it is.
And
Rick.
Caillou means pebble. Who
Caillou
doesn't?
means pebble. Oh, did
Okay.
not know that. Neek, this is actually yours. Hanging out with one's friends, not the economic and political system wherein products are manufactured, distributed, and owned by the community, as opposed to an individual.
Can you say that again, please?
Another word for hanging out with one's friends. Not to be confused with the economic and political system wherein products are manufactured, distributed, and owned by the community instead of by individuals.
Socializing, not socialism?
Yes.
I was trying to make communism work into that and I'm getting
I'm still
there.
thinking of my pitch.
Rick.
Okay.
When an inmate escapes incarceration, not when you need to excuse yourself to go number one.
A prison break, not a pee break.
Yeah, correct.
You really should be ashamed of yourself for that.
No, I'm good with it. Chris.
Yes.
The grape-based beverage distributed during the Eucharist.
All right.
Not a long horizontal rod suspended between two vertical posts, be it a goal post, a pole vault, or that a gymnast might use. This is a tough one.
Oh my God.
Catholicism and gymnastics, all in one question. That's
I don't know what that's called. I dude, I not a clue.
Open still.
I have no idea where you're going with that. I mean, I the first one can't be that simple because hey, yeah,
The
I got
first one
nothing.
is a two-word phrase. The second one is a one-word phrase, if
Okay,
that
then I got
helps.
nothing because I can't think of a two-word phrase for the first one.
Nick?
I'm sorry, I have not been listening whatsoever. You'd have to say the whole clue all over again. I'm
No, it's all
elsewhere
right.
at the moment.
It's okay. Are you working on your pitch?
Yeah.
Well, see, this is how we learn. It's a new game. I offered you guys more time. Nobody said anything.
We were too busy writing. We didn't hear you.
Yeah. I was just waiting for you to do your normal. Doesn't matter anyway. Here we go.
Right.
But no, this is a. I am asking more of you than I usually do. Usually, you got to come up with a word or you know, a quick thing. This is more than usual. You know, conceive of something. The grape-based beverage distributed during the Eucharist, not long horizontal rod suspended between two vertical posts, be it a goal post, a pole vault, or that a gymnast might use. Communion wine, not to be confused with a crossbar. Went to me.
What?
Yeah, sometimes it only makes sense to John. I can sort of see what he's doing there, but yeah, yeah. That's, dude, did you hurt yourself trying to contort that answer out of your head?
I'm all right. The answer was easy. Just getting there was the tricky part.
See, I was like, sacramental wine, I couldn't connect that to crossbar, and wine wasn't, I just, yeah.
So that was Chris?
Yeah, that was, well, yeah.
Meek.
Yep.
Oh man.
Y'all just missed the greatest deer in the headlights look ever.
She's like, yeah, that's me.
I'm totally paying attention.
How long have you guys been here? The children's story about the big bad wolf and a trio of handy swine, as opposed to a small craft or manufacturing operation, often run out of someone's home.
Okay, the story, the wolf and the swine, and what's the second part?
A small craft or manufacturing operation, often run out of someone's home. That apparently is the official definition that I looked up. That's not what I think of when I think of it, but going for accuracy. When I think of it, I think of a small business model that is gaining ground and becoming more popular, but is still relatively small and not like not put out by any major companies. That's what I think of it, at least for a while.
I've got like Three Little Pigs, not a side hustle.
No, but I like that. Three Little Pigs is correct.
Three Little Pigs, not a... I don't know. Do you guys have it?
No. I mean, I thought mom and pop organization, but that's no better than side hustle as far as making it work, I don't think.
Three Little Pigs, not a...
Workshop Express?
No, a little biz? I don't know. Small business?
Three Little Pigs. Not a cottage industry.
What?
I never would have gotten there.
Yeah, because they live in houses.
Yeah, that's not what I thought cottage industry meant. Okay.
I mean, I can sort of get that.
Last one. It's the best. It really is. Dude. It is really good. Rick.
Hi.
Happy motherfucking birthday.
Thank you.
Someone who agrees to watch your pet pooch while you're away. Not to be confused with the brand name for a large reclining chair.
Chris the Steel.
A dog sitter, not a lazy boy?
No. Chris.
A dog sitter, not a barca lounger.
Oh. That's correct.
I haven't heard that word since the last time I was sick and watched The Price is Right staying home from school. Do they even make those still?
Chris got it.
Yeah, but he's old too.
Yeah, two.
They didn't have those in Canada.
I think they probably did. That concludes the John written part of the game. Does anyone need any more time? I'm happy to give it to you.
Need? Sure. Won't help.
All right, I'm going to take you at your word. All right, so to remind the audience and myself, I offered the contestants three fabricated films and starring actors. Halitosis of the Mind, starring Nick Cage and Keanu Reeves. Hairy Biscuits, starring Steve Martin and The Rock. And The Longest Antelope, starring Ryan Reynolds and Anne Hathaway. They were to pick one and come up with the back of the DVD case synopsis. Let's start with Chris. Which one did you pick?
I picked Halitosis of the Mind.
Okay.
All right. In a world where people have evolved the ability to smell thoughts, good odors become all. But edgy pop icon Buddy Bingo Star is plummeting because he's plagued by stinking thinking. Now Buddy, played by Nick Cage, must turn to mindfulness master Johnny Zen, played by Keanu Reeves, to freshen his thoughts. But can these polar opposites learn to get along without causing a noxious nasal nose-off? Halitosis of the Mind, coming soon to theaters near you.
Holy shit.
Nice alliteration.
All right. Good casting.
I'd watch that movie.
That's what they would play. Good job.
Thanks.
Neek, which one did you pick?
The Longest Antelope.
Okay.
All right. The Longest Antelope, starring Ryan Reynolds and Anne Hathaway. Hoping to find a new lease on life, a wealthy but jaded New York couple move to Africa when they inherit an antelope farm, only to discover that fulfillment comes not from raising antelopes, but from the antelopes that were within them all along.
All right.
You'd watch it as Ryan Reynolds.
I think they would make an adorable couple. I wasn't even actually thinking of them as a couple. I guess I probably should have been. Rick.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson is a thong model with a deadline. Steve Martin is a Brazilian waxer who just ran out of his artisanal organic Peruvian lilac butt wax. Together, they must race against the clock and the evil Demonio de los Flores virus to prevent hairy biscuits. Rated PG-13.
Demonios de los Flores? Demon flowers? Is that what that is?
Demon of the flowers.
Demon of the flowers.
I didn't have a lot of time to come up with Spanish there.
No one asked you to.
That was the germane to Hairy Biscuits.
Did you not hear the beginning? Dwayne Johnson is a butt model. Steve Martin is a Brazilian waxer who ran out of his special Peruvian butt wax.
Oh, so it's Peruvian. Okay.
Peruvian butt wax.
Get with the program here, DeFilippis.
Yeah, sorry. I'm still thinking about Nick Cage's stinky thoughts. I'm glad that we all three picked one each.
Yeah.
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 Me too. It would have been bonus if you'd matched. Although, every time I play this game, it will either be a bonus if you match or it'll deduct a point if you match. You guys can't predict which one I'm going to do. All right. So let me add. Wow. All right. That was surprisingly close. Final scores. Chris, 19 points.
Nice. Not bad.
Neek, 18 points.
Nice.
Rick, 18 points.
Go!
Chris, congratulations.
I am shocked. I thought Rick would get the extra point for his birthday. I thought that would put him over the top.
He did get the extra point for his birthday.
All right.
Chris, Now is your time to shine, dear sir. Pitch plug for both.
Well, I already won, so I'm already shining.
Sounded like The Rock after a treatment.
All I can say is we now know what Rick wants for his birthday, really. You can find me as a host of a new show that I'm doing on YouTube with Albie Burge called Trexploration, where we are reviewing Star Trek. Nobody online is doing that, so lucky us for thinking of that idea. We are doing Next Gen. We've done the first few episodes of the first season that's available on our YouTube channel. And we're also doing other episodes of other Trek shows on our Patreon site and some stuff on YouTube. But you can find it all at youtube.com/@Trexploration. Check out our cover art. It was made by Scott Madison and we love it. It's brilliant. So planetrisecreative.com too.
That's that, that's a sci-fi show with the big pancake ship, right?
It's got the pancake ship and Dr. Spock.
Dr. Spock.
Yeah.
Nice. I love Star Trek.
Star Trek. It's really good. So if you guys, if you're a fan of Star Trek with Dr. Spock.
Yes. If, you, if you're curious about how to raise a baby.
In the interstellar void.
Yes.
Yeah. Come, yeah, Trexplore with us. Trexplore with us, everyone. Rolls right off the tongue. Trexploration.
Trexploration. I like it. Rick.
You can find me on That Star Trek Podcast, the Star Trek podcast of this network, where we say the same shit every week.
Are you telling me that there's another Star Trek show out there?
You can also find me on Cosmic Potato, the Superfan Talk podcast. You can find me on Moon Show when it starts up again.
Moon Show.
And a couple other projects that I've got in the works that will be coming out, I don't want to say very soon, but soon enough.
Soon enough. I'll splice it so that you're with the rest of us, Chris.
Please don't.
Meek.
Well, neither of your Star Trek shows compare to my Star Trek recaps.
Well, that's true.
We're a bit of a Trek focus group, I guess.
Holy shit.
You can find those recaps at superanemic.com, where I am currently recapping the fifth season of Discovery. And if you like For All Mankind, you can listen to Moon Show. For All Mankind podcast. Since For All Mankind is currently on hiatus, I've been recording pods about other sci-fi shows, most recently Three Body Problem.
That's a great episode.
I agree.
I'm on that episode. As for me, you can find me on Mucho. And that Star Trek podcast, and I don't know what Rick's thing is, but I might be there. Who knows?
You're supposed to be.
I may already be on it. I don't even know. I don't always pay attention to the things that I do. But if you want to hear me on the show that you're listening to, congratulations, you've done it. If you want to hear other episodes of me and Captain Game Show, listen to other episodes of Captain Game Show, probably found wherever you found this episode of Self Same Set Show. Share it, like it, review it if you like, comment on it. Check it out on the up and running, though not fully tricked out yet, CaptainGameShow.com. I think that's about it. Actually did a pretty good job of keeping this episode to about an hour. We'll see what happens with the after credit stuff. Who knows?
We don't have to be late for that, though.
No. That's not to do with you. That's a conversation between me and my subconscious that spews out on the audio. Welcome to the internet. Harry Biscuits. Captain Game Show.
After credit bonus scene.
All right, everybody ready?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Look at how proud of yourself you are.
I'm just trying to keep my composure so I can get through this intro joke.
After credit bonus scene.
And last but
least... And let me apologize. I did not mean that to sound snarky. I was just trying to be funny and it didn't work. So.
I missed it. What'd you say?
Well, just it was like our Star Trek show, not his Star Trek
show. You, yeah, you can say that. That's fine.
It's perfectly fine.
Okay. I like your Star Trek show.
He knows he's betrayed us. It's fine.
After credit bonus scene.
I missed that it was a virus before.
Is that worth a point?
No, I mean, I thought it was just, she just didn't want hairy biscuits. I don't think it was, I didn't know it was like a disease. I thought it was just a condition that happens when you don't shave.
After credit bonus scene.
Congratulations.
I am shocked. I thought Rick would get the extra point for his birthday. I thought that would put him over the top.
He did get the extra point for his birthday.
All right.
Way to rub it in.
Can I ask a question? Have you ever had a panel? Have you ever had a panel that did so just like equally abysmally on the third round? Because I don't think any of us got any of them.
Yes, I have. I don't remember the name. I don't remember which episode or the number, but it was, I want to say it was the first one that Thomas was on. It might have been Groot Sings the Hits, and I basically scrapped the whole rush. I did the entire final round as the after credit bonus scene.
Okay.
Well, in retrospect, it actually wasn't that bad, but it felt really bad because it was like the first time we had like someone, or I had someone like new on the show, and I was trying to make a good impression, and everybody was no one was getting it. But I mean, I think they actually probably did fine. Archibald, insert that episode title here.
That was designated spit take, episode number 61.
Thank you, Archibald.
You're getting to be a big boy.
I'm just a kid who's four. Each day I grow some more. I like exploring. I'm so many things to do. Each day is something new. Share them with you. I'm my world is turning, changing each day. With mommy and daddy, I'm finding my way. Growing up is not so tough, except when I've had enough. But there's lots of fun stuff. I'm that's me.
Outstanding.